Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, it's us, because I've got a guest speaker with us today, the person I've been talking about on my podcast, my homie, Miss Carla. And Carla sent me this really cool message on my phone, and I just want to read it to kick off the intro to her. And she said this: "This is your life. Do what you love and do it often. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like your job, quit. If you don't have enough time, stop watching TV. If you are looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing the things you love. Stop overanalyzing. All emotions are beautiful. When you eat, appreciate. Life is simple. Every last bite. Open your mind, your arms, and your heart to new things, new people. We are united in our differences. Ask the person you see what their passion is and share your inspiring dreams with them. Travel often. Getting lost will help you find yourself. Some opportunities only come once. Seize them. Life is about the people you meet and the things you create with them. So go out and start creating. Life is short. Live your dream and share your passion." Ah, oh, that resonates so much for me. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome my friend, my buddy, my homie, Miss Carla.
Hey, nice to be here.
Thank you, buddy, for coming in. Well, you know what? This is what I want us to talk about today. I feel like we could talk about a million topics, because every time, you know, let me say this at first. So many people say, like, who's your person, coach? You know, who do you bounce stuff off of? Who do you get advice from? Who do you dump? Who do you cry to? Who do you share your deep darkets? You know, and I said, I have a very tight-knit core of friends that have been in my life, I like to say, for 100 years, because it feels like it. And Carla's one of those people, you know, and she's one of my core people. So I just love her advice. And I can't do a podcast without having you on and getting your two cents. Everyone needs to hear this great words of wisdom that you've got, my friend. So again, thank you for being here. Today we're going to talk about the topic is going to be the check-in. And the reason why I wanted to do this is because this is something new that have come into my life based on me dumping to Carla, sharing some things and being real with her about issues or challenges that I'm experiencing. And Carla will say to me, you need to do a check-in. So first, before we really dive into a few things that I feel I could have used the check-in through my past and through people that I coach and I experience them using these words and I keep hearing them, can you kind of tell us, what is the check-in?
The check-in is basically taking a moment, taking a pause, and checking in with yourself. How do I feel about this decision I'm making? And it's really good to start with small things that are really like incidental, you know, checking in with like, do I want to go to Starbucks or Coffee Bean, or how am I feeling? You know, it's a good fundamental way to start listening to your inner voice and finding your way. So checking in is, it's an important thing. It is one of the fundamental things that I do every single day. And it actually helps me recenter and hear my voice within that is always going to lead me the right way.
I love that. I love that. That's really great. I feel like that comes up a lot in our conversations. So like, I will be telling her something and she's like, why don't you do a check-in on that? I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? Hold, please. Yeah. Let me check in on that. And literally the answer is right there. It's fascinating. And sometimes it's not always the answer I'm anticipating, but it's like, ooh, after I checked in, it didn't feel good to do, you know, to say yes to that, or it didn't feel good to go there or whatnot. So I love that. So I just want to throw out some random topics that are really near and dear to me right now. First of all, one thing that I am practicing in my life is being present. And this seems to circle around in our conversations a lot. You know, for example, sometimes, Carla, I feel like I'm sitting with my kids, you know, and all of a sudden my to-do list starts, you know, downloading. And next thing you know, I almost didn't even hear what they just said. And I feel disconnected. And so I feel like I have a lack of being present. And I hear that across the board with people I work with too. So, you know, where are we at with that? Give us some color on that.
You know, being present is a practiced thing. You know, being present is constantly redirecting, especially when there's so much chaos going on in the mind. Being present is something that starts with a practice like meditation, clearing the mind, calming the mind, finding your center. In the morning, it's something that is a ritual for me. Every morning I take 30 minutes, and that's when I meditate. I listen to positive, you know, inspiring speakers. I do what I need to do to learn to quiet my mind, because I know in that, that's where the value comes. So as I, you know, continue on and throughout my day, I can find myself more practiced into a present moment. And if, as you're saying, you're with your kids and you find yourself, you know, veering off and thinking about the lists, just redirect, be kind, redirect yourself. Mm-hmm. I can think about that later. Find something, a wording that works for you, that a little mantra that you can use that can redirect you back to the present moment. Nothing happens overnight. You have to move the needle slowly, give yourself credit for what you're doing, and over time you're going to see that change. But the awareness is the first step.
I have stolen move the needle from you, by the way.
That's okay.
You'll see a lot of her words come out. She has a lot of phrases, which we'll catch on as we go. I hear from some people that I coach too, and I've experienced this through my, you know, 20-year career, like, all I do is work. And I used to feel that way for a period of time, and then I ended up purchasing, see my bracelet here,
mm-hmm.
friend?
Yes.
Be present. And I do wear this with the message. It's like my mantra, it's straight up. It's on me every day. I never take the bracelet off. And it says, be present on it. But I do hear people saying, all I do is work. So I think it's kind of circling back to that same thing where it's part of also, you always like to say, like, that's part of your story. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. You know, a story is a story we keep telling, you know, mm-hmm. and if it's a good story, it's a great story to keep telling, you know, mm-hmm. But there are times that, you know, we've all experienced something that played out negatively, and we use that as our excuse for why things in that particular area of life continue to go wrong. And, you know, that event is in the past. Therefore, it doesn't actually exist in this moment. So really, at any moment, we can choose to perceive that past event differently and actually redirect the future course of our expectation. So it does, again, take some practice, but this is the work.
Right. So what is your story? What story are you using? You know, these are the questions you have to ask. And sometimes it's, you know, what did you say the other day that really resonated with me? It was like, wait, stop right there. That's that story that you keep saying over and over. What is it right from the want, from the point of this point forward, you know, and retelling it? That was a real click for me.
Yeah. And even in your story, not to get specific, but it was a past circumstance that actually wasn't even part of your present life. Actually, that circumstance changed and this new amazing circumstance came into play. And the story was, I can't believe I let that go that long. I can't believe that it took me this long to make a different decision. Mm-hmm. That's still reliving the old story. You know, everything has value. Every experience in life, if looked at with value to actually get you closer to the goal, is the best way to perceive it. Because really, we're just slowly moving along. Everything has value.
You also said, look at it in gratitude. Like, yeah. Okay, fine, that was your story. But like, but talk about it from the standpoint of like, okay, so here I'm at now, and I'm so grateful,
right,
that the stars aligned this way. Because now moving forward, look at this, you know? So that was really powerful. You know, it's like, when in doubt, get into gratitude immediately.
Well, I would say one more thing on that too. You know, any circumstance that's not in the moment giving you the results you're looking for is at the same time providing a lot of clarity about what you do want. So everything has value, mm-hmm. you know? That past circumstance really helped you clarify what you were looking for.
Agreed. You know, another topic that I want us to cover, because this thing, I feel like it's like loud, like almost like you can hear drums of like banging the word judgment. Oh my God, I feel like it wraps around our neck and chokes us, Carla. You know, it's a variety of things. It's caring what people think. It's judging other people. It's not taking risks or putting yourself out there or exploring because of judgment. Or in the end, it's judging ourselves. Give us a little color on that.
You know, judgment is perceptual, you know, and we can all look at another and disagree with the choices that person is making. But how relevant are those choices in our life? You know, everybody's where they are. Everybody is on a path. Mm-hmm. And if we give people the grace of their own journey and cease to judge where other people are in their own process in life, it really actually is a kindness we also do to ourselves. Because as we stop judging others, we actually stop judging ourselves as well.
Yes. Gosh, that is so huge. And that was a big haunt for me in my life, because being judged by people, I took it so personally. I wanted everyone to like me. I wanted to do everything perfectly. I mean, how many of you are listening to this right now that can relate? Mm-hmm. I mean, because I hear it all the time while I coach and while I talk to people about that and how debilitating it is when that word is present in your life.
Yeah. I mean, and typically what I used to find that I was so judgmental about in others were things that I typically needed to be working on in my own life. They're mm-hmm. They were my own insecurities that were being projected and highlighted in light of seeing it in other people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So again, I think there we go, circling back on a check-in though,
yeah.
Because I find that I'll check in, you know, that someone will do something and then there I go with that thought and I'm like, wait, check in for a second. That is not for me to judge. What if you just, you know, listen or accept or say, you know what, that's their choice. It's their life. It doesn't always have to make sense to us.
No.
You know, so there you go with that check in on that stuff. One more topic that I want to bring up is the word failure. Carla just smiled right now. And the reason is because people perceive that word as such an ugly word, as a word of like defeat and I screwed up and, you know, I'm making a mistake and, oh my God, I got to do this so perfectly. So let me just not do it at all. You know, I think people are more not worried about, they don't want to fail, so they don't even try. You know, the word failure is just, oh God, I feel like that is a big wall in people's faces. And to me, I've failed. Have you failed, Carla?
Oh, too many times to count.
And failure to me, when you look at it through a different lens, it's actually okay. Like, right, how do we, didn't they say like the most successful people are the ones who have failed so much, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, you know, what about the saying, nothing ventured, nothing gained?
No, for sure.
You know, experts aren't born overnight. I mean, there's so many powerful people that have failed at something so many times and then got the victory. But really what failure is practice. You know what I mean? You're learning how you probably wouldn't do it the next time. But again, that has value. And I think in life, when we look at everything as having value, then it really takes the judgment, you know, out of any particular thing that's happening. When you're considering yourself a failure, I would say you're taking score too soon.
Oh, I like that one. I like that a lot. You know, another one of my favorites is Michael Jordan. He said, it's one of his quotes, you know, I've taken, thousands of shots, obviously, but he's like, I took 300 shots in my whole career that could have won the game, changed the course of the direction, and I missed every single time. He is still one of the biggest all-time basketball legends in the history of the world. And he talks about failure, you know, and to me, I just don't feel like I'd be at in my life where I'm at if I hadn't failed or accepted failure. Don't get me wrong. It does upset us. It brings us down. It does all these things. But it's because back then I didn't have the perception about failure like I do now. Like, I embrace it. You know, I have a podcast that's about make mistakes today. The second I learned that later in my life, by the way, mm-hmm. about making mistakes, I freed my soul. And to me, that is something I have to pass on to anybody who's listening to this, is about accepting failure and looking at it like the one who fails wins, in my opinion.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I love that you're doing on your podcast is that you're talking about the imperfections of having a podcast, you know? And I think that that is actually very freeing. You know, if you did something and it didn't turn out right or whatever, instead of holding it in and keeping it captive, let it out. Share it with somebody you trust. You know, I tried this thing. Give it a voice and then let it go.
Right.
You know, we're all human. We're all, no one out there is having some sort of experience that is that much different emotionally than the algorithms that we all run. We've all failed. We've all had a certain amount of experiences. And, you know, giving it a voice actually helps to, you know, demystify it and let it go.
I agree with that completely. Thank you so much, Carla, for joining us today on my podcast. We appreciate your words of wisdom and your just your soulful, you know, outlook on life is just incredible. I know you got some really cool things up your sleeve, girlfriend. So why don't you share with us, you know, your whole like self-love that you're doing. Give us, you know, some information about that.
Well, I started 30 Days of Self-Love. It was just something that felt like a timely calling for myself. And it started out as 20 days, and then it was recommended that I extend it to 30. I did that, and I actually keep renewing it now every 30 days. And self-love is such an important and instrumental thing when it comes to all the decisions that I make. And, you know, checking in with myself, doing what feels best to me, taking care of me, filling my cup up before, you know, I offer it to others is really a powerful way to live life. And it's something that's really working for me right now that I've been sharing.
Well, when we got more information on the next one coming up, let me know and I'll let my listeners know about it too, because it's very cool and I appreciate you putting that together and I'm going to do it. So I want to tell everybody about it. Carla, thank you so much for being here with us today, being in my life and being just a breath of fresh air and all your words of wisdom. I love you so much. Thank you, my friend. Also, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please click subscribe and those 5 stars. I always love that. Thank you. Thank you. You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all around, Snapchat. You know, you can find me. I'm out there. Thank you so much, you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. And just remember, be present. Don't worry about judgment and fail. Failure is not a bad thing. Embrace it into your life. DJ, kick us off something that, you know what, full circles this whole entire talk with me and my friend. Thank you.